The most heinous and damnable crime is the crime against children. We all understand that children are innocent and defenseless. They are incapable of effectively defending themselves against anyone. Therefore, children deserve the most protection from everyone, everywhere, in every situation, from home, school to society and at the national level. Not only parents protect their children, but all adults, from teachers, doctors, workers, police, politicians, priests, pastors, clerics, athletes, soldiers, civil servants, judges, must do their best to protect children. An honest, good, and sincere government must make child protection a top concern in its policies. Political leaders from the local to the national level must call for the protection of children, not just with words but with concrete actions, and must resolutely implement that policy to the end. A just and honest law must punish those who commit crimes against children with the most severe sentences possible, so that those who intend to commit crimes will be afraid and thus prevent such crimes from happening again. The above words are certainly agreed by everyone, but while some people agree with all their hearts and all their lives, but there are also people who only agree on the surface and in their hearts they still do not give up the intention of harming children. As we can see in reality, from ancient times until now, throughout human history, people have found every way to harm and kill children en masse. In this 21st century, although people believe that humans are more civilized and advanced than in previous periods, many people still find every sinister way to harm and kill children, not a few dozen, a few hundred, but tens of thousands, hundreds of millions, through wars, through policies that make people poor and children starve to death, to make it easier for career politicians to rule, through shielding criminals so that they can commit more crimes. Through abortions under the guise of preparing for parenthood, through drudging, mutilating children's bodies to make them perverts, to become modern-day eunuchs, to the point that they suffer from mental breakdowns because of hopelessness and commit suicide in great numbers or turn them into murderers when they grow up, who then go on to kill other children to vent their anger out of jealousy and despair. Even though good people try their best to defend and protect children, evil people still find every way to continue to harm and kill children in one way or another, using all kinds of lies, using sound good excuses to deliberately kill children and destroy the innocence of childhood. Therefore, we need to understand the root cause of what makes those evil people never stop in finding ways to kill children all over the world. The main reason is this. Satan tries to entice his followers to harm or kill children because he wants to delay the return of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that when Christ returns, he will reign on earth for 1,000 years, called the Millennium of Peace, and during that time Satan will be restrained from tempting the world to rebel against God. This is clearly recorded in the Bible in Revelation 20:1-4. We can clearly understand that Satan does not want to be imprisoned. He wants to continue to sin and drag others to sin like him. That is the nature of those who like to live in sin and oppose God. Therefore, Satan has always tried to kill children to delay the return of Christ and delay his imprisonment in the abyss. Satan's attempt to kill all children comes from the following verse. The first prophecy in the Bible that tells us when Jesus Christ will return to earth is in Genesis 1:28. In that verse, God told mankind to be fruitful and multiply and fill up the earth. This is one of the important verses that tells us when Christ will return. It will be the time when mankind has filled up the earth. We all know that God is a loving God, and we all know that the earth we live on has its limits. It has a limit to its area and its resources to provide for the needs of human life. So when God said that mankind must multiply and fill up the earth, it means that it will be the time for Christ to return. This is because God does not want humans to suffer from fighting for resources and killing each other because of following God's command to multiply and fill up the earth. Furthermore, God is the creator of this earth, and he clearly knows its limitations in providing for the necessities of human life. It is for this reason that Satan has used every mean to harm or kill children and thereby slow down the human birth rate in order to delay the filling of the earth by humans. It is for this reason that Satan has incited humans to kill each other, from the first murder when Cain killed his brother Abel, to the roasting of children in fire as happened in Canaan before the Israelites occupied the land, wars and famines, diseases and pestilence, and to the modern-day abortion as well as sex change and genital mutilation of children so that they cannot reproduce. Satan has done that to delay the return of Christ and to delay his imprisonment in the abyss for 1,000 years while Christ rules the world. Although he will be released for a short time, it will only be enough to entice his followers to rebel against God one last time, and then he will be imprisoned in hell forever. Therefore, when we see anyone who acts or plots to harm or kill children, then we know at once that he or she is either a descendant of Satan, Matthew 13:25, or is being led by him to carry out his plot to delay his eternal imprisonment. There are also religions in which children are raped at a very young age in the form of arranged marriages, such as in Islam. This is also a form of child abuse to satisfy the devil's cruelty. Science and reality show that children's bodies are completely unsuited for adult functions, such as marriage, pregnancy, and childbirth. However, because of the evil nature of human beings, and because of the devil's manipulation, such religions have destroyed the lives of children and their innocent period. This shows that Satan not only wants to delay his imprisonment in the abyss and hell, but also wants to destroy the great reward that God has given to humans on this earth, which is children, Psalm 127:3. Therefore, good and upright people must do their best to eradicate all forms of crimes against children to please God and to thwart the evil schemes of Satan and his followers.